Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Kuf Tesvav. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha Tanu Rabbanan. Le'savai Obeisei. Obeisei Iyat Onechnas. Avat Onechnas Obeisei Shalarev. Our Gemara goes on to say what Sad Sheni. Lebeisai iat anichnas, avot anichnas, uschar kosef, uschar chamar, uschar pundak, uschar diuknoyes. Yacho, if you was zakvan oa bemova, tamadloimar, maaseis mooma. Now, as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says, Obeisai iat anichnas, avot anichnas, obeisai shalariv. And so to this, our Gemara says, avot anichnas, uschar kosef, etc. Vachira, one can explain pshat in our Gemara with one of two malachim. Either one can explain Pshat in our Gemara, that the Isra Voisavei Obeisai is only by Alva. Anything which is not Alva is not included in the Isra Voisavei Obeisai. And that is a drash Obeisai Ia Tanichnas, Ava Tanichnas, into other Chiyuvim that are not a Chiyuv Alva. Or one can say that there is no Halacha, that the Isra Voisavei Ia Tanichnas is only by Alva. But rather by any Chiyuv, there is Halacha Obeisai Ia Tanichnas. This that we say, avot anichnas abeisei shalariv, and avot anichnas uschar kosef, etc., is because those chiyuvim are not just a chiyuv stam, but rather those chiyuvim are completely different chiyuvim. For example, the chiyuv ariv is a different chiyuv. The chiyuv ariv is a chiyuv shalariv. And so too the other cases that our Gemara mentions are a chiyuv shos chiyus. But if one has stam a chiyuv, just the chiyuv happens not be a chiyuv shalva, one will have the iser of a beisai iat anichnas. From this, our Gemara says that by zakvan olav b'milva one is over, even by schiras, v'chira one sees that one does not need a chiyuv shalva in order to have the iser of a beisai iat anichnas. But as long as a chiyuv is not a chiyuv shal schiras, but rather the chiyuv is a chiyuv stam, one will have the iser of a beisai iat anichnas. And for that reason, by zakvan olav b'milva, that the chiyuv is no longer a chiyuv shal schiras, one will have the Isra v'beisai iat anichnas. But as we find by Rabbaran and Mishnas Rabbaran and Gittin Simon Yud Ches, one sees that there is a tzad to understand that by zakvan olav b'milva, it is considered a regular milva. And therefore one can explain this, our Gemara says, by zakvan olav b'milva, there is an Isra v'savi olbeisai, is only because we say that zakvan olav b'milva is not considered just a chiyuv stam, but rather zakvan olav b'milva is considered a regular halva. But from this, our Gemara says that the makar for zakvan olav b'milva is based on the drasha maaseis mooma. L'chira, one clearly sees that zakvan olav b'milva is not considered a regular halva. Had zakvan olav b'milva been considered a regular halva, what is pshat in this that we need a drasha to mechadesh that by zakvan olav b'milva one has the iser v'savei obeisai? Therefore, from our Gemara, L'chira, one sees that zakvan olav b'milva is not considered a regular chiyuv halva, but rather zakvan olav b'milva accomplishes this, that the chiyuv is no longer considered a chiyuv shoschiras, but rather the chiyuv is considered a chiyuv stam. And for that reason, one needs a drasha maaseis b'uma t'machadesh, that even by chiyuv stam, one has the iser of v'savei obeisai. In other words, from the actual pasuk of v'savei obeisai, would have said that only a chiyuv halva is included in the iser of v'savei obeisai, since the pasuk is referring to a chiyuv shalava. For that reason, one needs a drasha maaseis b'uma t'machadesh, that any chiyuv, as long as a chiyuv is a chiyuv stam, is included in the Isra v'savei obeisai. And that is a chiddush that was in Schadesh in the drasha of maaseis mooma. In the Torah in Chesh Mishpat and Siman Sadi Zayin Siv Chavav, we find that the Torah brings down the following chiddush from the Ramah. The Ramah says, Ki azer achmona lovei obeisai hu begavna de'efshor shtalumi minei ba'am pachrini, avok she'efshor b'yfanacher shari likonis obeisai u'amashkenai. This, that there is an Isra, Likonis obeisai, is only if one has another option. If one does not have another option, then he is allowed to be nechnas obeisai. The Torah goes on to say, Dechein kasav harif b'tshuva, shema loive ilim, umeyiz panav melafur echeve moto likonis obeisai leidem atzbainav, kedam rinan memashkinin al atzdaka. In other words, Rif explains this, that there is halacha memashkinin al atzdaka. Memashkinin al atzdaka means the one is allowed to be nechnas obeisai of the one who is mechuyev in staka. And from here the Rif proves that if there is no other option, one is even allowed to be nechnas obeisai, and there is no iser of oisavei obeisai. The Baal Trumas on the other hand argues on the Rif, and the Baal Trumas says, Ein raya mitztaka, Since by tztaka we ba chayv olav derech halva, and for that reason by tztaka there is no iser we konis obesai. Now, one has to understand pshat and the machlokes between the Baal Trumas and the Rif. How can the Rif possibly bring a raya from the halacha mashkin al tztaka to prove that when there is no other option, one is even allowed to be nechas obesai? Well, chayv the iser we konis obesai is only as the Baal Trumas says, if the chayv was ba olav derech halva. And so too one can ask on this how we find in the Ritvan Roshana that Vavim and Aleph. The Ritvan Roshana says, V'gabi tztaka, omer mashkin in al tztaka, which from the Roshama mashkin, the Ritvah is medayiku mashkin, mashma filo b'seich b'sei, v'loin yetuche bovad. The Ritvah goes on to say, V'chomer mechayv da'alma b'ha, ki heichi da'chomer minei lafuke b'arav Shabbos, u'v'chayv da'alma loy kavin en zman b'malei Shabsa. In other words, it is because of the chumrah of the chiyuv tztaka that we say that one is even allowed to be nichnas the beisei lemashkin al tztaka. Well, one has to understand pshat in the Ritva. Why do the Ritva find it necessary to explain this that we are mashkin al tztaka and we are nichnas the beisei to take a mashkin for tztaka is because of the chumrah of the chiyuv tztaka. Well, by any chiyuv that is not a chiyuv alva, one is allowed to be nichnas the beisei. Our Gemara says the beisei iata nichnas. This is the kasha that the Beskirov in the Erchon of Chafalof Manalof asks on the Ritva. And so too one can ask on the Tesiantif in Shkolin Perakalof Mishneh Gemel. So to answer this kasha, one has to say, as he mentioned before, that this that our Gemara says, is not because we say that for the Isser of Oisavi Obeisei one needs a Chi of Halva. But rather, by any chiyuv stam, there is a halacha that one has the iser of oisavei obeisai. Chiyuv shal schiras and chiyuv shal arev is an exception, since the chiyuv shal arev and chiyuv schiras is not a chiyuv stam, but rather it is a whole different type of chiyuv. And for that reason, one can explain pshat in the Rif and the Ritva as follows, that the Rif and the Ritva understand that as far as the chiyuv tztaka, one should have the iser of oisavei obeisai, since the chiyuv tztaka is a chiyuv stam. The Chiyuv Tztaka is a regular Chiyuv Mammon for Tztaka. And for that reason, one should have the Isser of Oisavei Obeisai. And the only reason why there is no Isser of Oisavei Obeisai is either, as the Rif explains, that the Isser of Oisavei Obeisai is only where one has another option. If there is no other option, then there is no Isser of Oisavei Obeisai. Or, as Ritva explains, that since there is a Chumrah by the Chiyuv Tztaka, for that reason one is even allowed to be Nichnas Obeisai. And so too we find in the Prisha. The Prisha explains Pshat and the Rif by saying that the Rif understands that by Shar Chiyuvim Afim Loi Bo Derechava one has the Isser of Oisavei Obeisai. Ariv and the Chiyuv Schiris are an exception. Only by such Chiyuvim do we say that there is no Isser of Oisavei Obeisai. This that the Baal Trumas argues is because the Baal Trumas understands that the Isser of Oisavei Obeisai was only said by Chiyuv Shalava, and therefore the Chiyuv Tztaka. Even though the Chiyuv Tztaka is a Chiyuv Stam, but still the Chiyuv Tztaka is not included in the Isser of Oisavei Obeisai, based on the drasha of Obeisai Iyat HaNichnas Avo At HaNichnas Obeisai Shalariv, which means anything which is not a Chiyuv Shalava. That is the basis of the Machlokes HaRishenim between the Rif, Ritva, and the Baal Trumas. So again in our Gemara we find the drasha of Obeisai Iyat HaNichnas Avo At HaNichnas Obeisai Shalariv. The Torah brings down the following halacha b'shem the Baal Trumas. The Baal Trumas says, this that we say, l'beisei shalariv atanichnas is dafka arev stam, av arev kabon dinei k'loi veba'atzmai. Now, clear from this halacha in the Torah, one sees that there is a fundamental difference between a regular arev and an arev kabon. A regular arev is not considered k'loi veba'atzmai, on the other hand, arev kabon is considered k'loi veba'atzmai. And it is considered as if there is a halva taking place between the malva and the Arev Kablan. Based on this, as we said before, that there are Rishonim that understand that the halacha of a beisei iat hanichnas, avat hanichnas, the beisei shel Arev, is not because one needs a chiyuv shel halva in order to have the iser of oisavei al beisei, but rather as long as a chiyuv is not a chiyuv shel Arev, and as long as a chiyuv is a chiyuv stam, one will have the iser of oisavei al beisei even by a chiyuv which is not a chiyuv shel halva. Then one can explain Pshat and the Halacha of the Torah by saying that even though the Chiyuv of Arev Kablan is not a Chiyuv Shel Hava, but still the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Stam, and the Chiyuv is not a Chiyuv Shel Arev. And since the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Stam, for that reason one has the Isser of Oisavei Obeisai by an Arev Kablan. But as one sees in the Prisha, the Makar of this Halacha, that will be seish ho ariv kabon ia tanichnas, the makar of this halacha is from the Balachumas. And as we mentioned before, the sheet of the Balachumas is that in order to have the Isra v'savi al beisei, one needs a chiyav shalava. And therefore one has to say that ariv kabon is considered a regular leiva, and the chiyav of an ariv kabon is considered a regular chiyav shalava. That is okay, what one sees in this halacha according to the shita of the Balachumas. In the Torah we find that the Torah brings down Meshem the Ramah. This that we say, Lebeisei Iyat Tanichnas, Avot Tanichnas Lebeisei Shalariv, is only as far as the Isra V'Savel Beisei is concerned. As far as the Isra V'Savel Beisei, we differentiate between a regular halva and the Chiyuv Shalariv. But the Ramah goes on to say, Avol Inyan Shalach Balecho Nefesh, V'Ashavas Ha'avot, V'Sidur Din Ha'ariv K'din Ha'leiva. And we do not differentiate between an Ariv and a Leiva. That is the Shita of the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch on the other end of Chesh Mishpat Simen Sadi Zayin Sivchav Gimel brings down the Shita, the Baal Chumas that argues, and the Baal Chumas understands, that as far as Sidur is concerned, the Halacha of Misajin is only Halacha by a Baal Chayv. There is no Halacha of Misajin by an Ariv. As the Mechaber brings down, Yesh Mishayimer Shemisadrin Bechayiv She'enai Derech Halva, Higayin Tchirusay Uschiris Behemte V'kayetze Ben, Imoy Zakvan B'melva, V'chein Kishabawi Parame O'arev She'enai Kablin. In other words, we have a machlokes between the Ramah and the Balachumas. If as far as Mesadrin is concerned, is there Halacha Mesadrin? As far as the Chiyuv Shal Schiris, and as far as the Chiyuv Shal Arev, or do we say that Halacha Mesadrin is only by a Chiyuv Halva? The Baal Chumas goes on to say, this that the Chiyuv of Mesadrin is only Halacha by Chiyuv Shalva and not by other Chiyuvim, is because the Makar of Mesadrin is based on Gzeir Shava of Micha Micha, which was said by a Baal Chayv, and therefore there is no Makar that one has Halacha Mesadrin by any other Chiyuv besides for a Chiyuv Shalva. But now one has to understand, according to the Shita of the Baal Chumas, what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara, that one needs a drash of a beisei yatanichnas avatanichnas. A beisei shalari, v'chayr, even without a drasha, we would have said that the Isra v'savi al beisei was only said by a regular chiyuv shalava, and not by other chiyuvim. Just like the Baruch Shuma says, as far as Gzeir Shava of Micha Micha, that the Gzeir Shava of Micha Micha, which is mechadish talacha mesajin, was only said by a chiyuv shalava, and not by any other chiyuv. So, to explain pshat in the Baal Chumas, one can say as follows, that even though as far as Halacha Mesadrin, the Baal Chumas understand that Halacha Mesadrin only applies to Chiyuv Shalava, not to any other Chiyuvim, but as far as Halacha V'Savi El Beisei, one needs a special miot, since without a special drasha, to mater L'Ikonis El Beisei by other Chiyuvim, there will be no makar that there is a heter ikonis lebeisei by other chiyuvim. To yimater ikonis lebeisei, one needs a special drasha. Without a drasha, I would have said in misvara that there is no heter to be nichnas into someone else's bias. And therefore the Torah is coming to mechadish that there is a heter ikonis lebeisei if the chiyuv is not a chiyuv shalava. And that is a drasha lebeisei iata nichnas avata nichnas lebeisei shalariv. That is Zecher the Mahalech according to the Shita of the Balachumas. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Mishnah brings down the thong Halach Almana ben Shiania ben Shiashira Ein Mimashkin and Isa, Shiner Mo Isach Bo Begad Almana. Our Gemara brings down the thong Machoikis, Tanu Abonon, Almana ben Shiania ben Shiashira Ein Mimashkin and Isa Divri Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Eimer Ashir Mimashkin and Isa, Nia Ein Mimashkin and Isa. Which our Gemara explains that the machoikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is a machoikes if we are derish time of the Kra, or we are not derish time of the Kra. Rabbi Yehuda is not derish time of the Kra, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that the Isser HaTorah V'Sachba Beged Almana is referring to all Almanas, even if the Almana is an Almana Ashira. On the other end, Rabbi Shimon, who is derish time of the Kra, he explains that the Pasuk is only referring to an Almana Aniya, since by an Almana Aniya, the one is Mechuyev Lahachzer, the Mashkin to the Almana, at Mesia Shem Rabbi Shechina Yisrael. Now, here one has to know, as far as the Issa V'Sach Bo Beged Almana, do we say that only a Beged Shal Almana is included in the Issa V'Sach Bo Beged Almana, or do we say that even Shar Kelim are included in the Issa V'Sach Bo Beged Almana? According to Rabbi Shimon, who is Derish Taimed Ukal Lachirat as Pashet, that the iser l'sach bo beged almana is not only by a beged shalmana, but rather any kelim, that there is a chiyuv chazara on, one will have the iser l'sach bo beged almana, since according to Reb Shimon, we are derish time of the Kra, whatever is included in Mesia Shem Rabbi Shechina Yisrael will be included in the iser l'sach bo beged almana. But that is only according to the sheet of Reb Shimon, who is derish time of the Kra, l'chir according to the sheet of Reb Yehuda, who is not derish time of the Kra, l'chir the iser l'sach bo beged almana will only be by a beged shalmana and not by any other kelim. And so do we find as a shita of the Arzarua that the Arzarua says that only a beged is included in the Isra Yisach while beged almana. But if so, it will come out that Reb Shimon is machmir on Reb Yehuda. And as Tesis is medayik from the Lashon and the Breisa, Tesis is medayik that Reb Shimon is coming to Yimeko on the sheet of Reb Yehuda. So here from Tesis one sees as Achinim are metzaded, that Tesis understands that according to Yehuda, all kelim are included in the Isra Yisach beged almana, and even though the pasuk says beged, but beged is lav dafka beged, and all kelim are included in the Isra, as we find that the Achrenim, for example, Reb Kivegra and the Menachas Chinuch are metzaded. And for that reason, Reb Shimon is coming to Yimeko. Since according to Reb Shimon, who is derish time at the Kra, the Isra is based on this, that he is Mesia Shem Rabbi Shechina Yisrael, for that reason, according to Reb Shimon, the Isra only applies to Kalim that he is Mechuyev to Yimachzer to her. And the Isra does not apply to all Kalim across the board. On the other hand, according to Yehuda, the Isra applies to all Kalim. And therefore, it will come out that there is another Nafkamina between Yehuda and Reb Shimon according to the Shita of Taisis. According to Yehuda, the Isra is by all Kalim. On the other hand, according to the Shita of Reb Shimon, the Isra is only by Kalim that he is Mechuyev to Yimachzer la. In the Rambam in Perek Gimel Melachos Malva V'Leivo, we find another nafkamina between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The Rambam says the one is over on the Isra V'Yisach Lo Beged Almana, even if the Mashkin was taken B'Shas Halva. This, that the Rambam says, that there is an Isra V'Yisach Lo Beged Almana, even by a Mashkin B'Shas Halva, is only according to the sheet of Reb Yehuda, since by a Mashkin B'Shas Halva there is no Chiyav Chazara. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, one will not have an Isra of a sach or beggar almana by a mashkin b'shas hava, since one does not have the time of the kra meisiyah shemer b'shchineisa, since by such a mashkin there is no chiyav chazara, and therefore according to Reb Shimon the isra is only by a mashkin shaloi b'shas hava. In this ma, the taz and the shach, we find the following shaila: what is the halach of a sach bo as far as the grusha ubesula are concerned? According to Yehuda, it is pashet that the isra sach or beggar almana is only referring to an almana, since the pasuk says almana. On the other hand, according to Reb Shimon, who is derish time of the Kra, v'chera the iser l'sachah beged almana should apply to grusha v'sula as well, and therefore will come out that Reb Shimon is machmer. And as we mentioned before, b'shem Tesis, Tesis is medayik from the Lashon HaBreis that Reb Shimon is only coming to Yimeko, and Reb Shimon is not coming to Yimachmer. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Tumim and Simin Sadizayins of Katan Ches says that even according to Reb Shimon, the iser is only by an almana and not by a besula grusha. And even though Reb Shimon is derish time of the Kra, but still almana is dafka. As the Tumim explains, this Reb Shimon says, that the iser is dependent upon this, that he is Mesia Shem Reb Shechina Yisrael. The iser is because he is Mesia Shem Reb Shechina Yisrael, umetzta eres al kach. And he is causing her tsar with this, that he is being Mesia Shem Reb Shechina Yisrael. And we find that the Torah is chasa al tsar almana more than the tsar of anyone else. That is how the Tum explains that even according to Reb Shimon, the Isra only applies to Almana and not to Grusha Ubesula. In Tesis we find two tzadim as far as how to explain the Isra Yisach Bo Beged Almana. Do we explain that the Isra Yisach Bo Beged Almana is only referring to being nichnas into the house of the Almana to take a mashkin, which is the mashmos of the Lashon Chavala, but Nituach itself is not Aser? Or do we understand that even Nituach is included in the Isra V'Yisach Bo Beged Almana, and this that the Pasuk uses the Lashon of V'Yisach Bo, and the Pasuk does not use the Lashon of Nituach, is K'dei Lavar B'Mashkin B'Shnei Lavin? In Reb Kivegra we find that Reb Kivegra asks the following Tmian Tesis. What is Pshat in this that Tesis says, that the reason why the Torah used the Lashon of V'Yisach Bo, even though there is an Isra Nituach as well, is K'dei Lavar Ola B'Shnei Lavin? Even at the Torah of the Isra of Loshen Nituach, still one will be over B'Shnei Lavin. So to answer Reb Kivegra's kasha, one can say as follows: that had the Torah of the Isra of Loshen Nituach, then the Isra would only be Baal Korcha of the Almana. but to go into the bais of the Almoni Midaita would not be included in the Isser. On the other hand, as far as the Isser of Sovio Beisei La Vaita Vaita, that Isser includes even Midas Shel Haloiva, and therefore one would not be Oiver Bishnei Lavin. It is only because the Torah is Moiti the Lav Loshno Isachbo do we say that the Isser of Isachbo includes going into the bias of the Almoni Midaita Shel Almono. Even that is Aser, and for that reason one will be Oiver Bishnei Lavin if one was Nichnas Vebeisa Shel Almono to take a Mashkin, even Midaita Shel Almono. According to this, Prada will come out. Then the pasuk of Isachbo Beged Almono, it was in Schadish to Isurim. First of all, it was in Schadish, in Iser, to be Nichnas Vebeisa Shel Almono. And as far as that, we will say Laver Ola B'Shnei Lavin. And then there is another Iser as well, which is the Iser of Nituach, which includes being Menateach from the Almona, even outside her house. In the Ramban and the Rashba, we find that the Ramban and the Rashba argue on the second Pshat of Tesfis, and the Ramban and the Rashba understand that the Iser of Isachbo Beged Almona is only Miteich Besa. There is no Iser Nituach. And the entire Lav is only Laver Ola B'Shnei Lavin, like the Pashtus of the Gemara before in Daf Kuf Yud Gemara Med Aleph. Now before we start the next Mishnah, I would like to makdim with the following Hakdama. In our Mishnah we find that there is an Isser to be Chayvel Yichayim V'Rechev, and so too there is an Isser to be Chayvel any Keli, which is a Kli Shal Eichel Nefesh. As Rav Yehuda explains, that the Makar that one cannot be Chayvel a Keli Shal Eichel Nefesh is from this that the Pasuk says Ki Nefesh Hu Chayvel. And Kinefesh Shuchayvel is Roshar Dvarim Huda Asa. Now, as far as which Kalim are considered Kalim Shuchal Nefesh, we find three basic Mahachim in the Rishainim. Today, says before Nav Kofi Gimel Manalaf understands that the only Kalim that are considered Kalim Shuchal Nefesh are only Kalim Shemesaknim Ha'echal Atzmoy Bekwi, similar to Rechayim Verechev. In the Torah, we find that the Torah brings down Meshem the Ramah, that the Ramah argues on the Shita of Tesfis. And the Ramah says that even Kalim that are not used in the Tikkun of Eichel Nefesh are also considered Kalim Sheichel Nefesh as long as the Kalim are Kalim Sheisim ben Malacha Esparnes Bahem. Kagain Zog Shal Saparim Vitzemet Shal Pares Kulam Aser Lamashkinam. In other words, even Kalim that are not used in the preparation of Eichel Nefesh are also considered Kalim Sheichel Nefesh as long as the Kalim are used to do with the malacha esparnes b'hem. In the Ramah one sees as well that not only kelim that are used in the preparation of eichel nefesh are considered kelim shel eichel nefesh, but even kaisei sukaris are considered kelim shel eichel nefesh. On the other hand, the Ramban argues, and the Ramban understands that in order to be considered kelim shel eichel nefesh, only kelim that are used in the preparation of eichel nefesh are considered kelim shel eichel nefesh. Kaisei sukaris, on the other hand, are not considered kelim shel eichel nefesh. Tesis and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel asks the following kash on this, that the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says that he is machzer the machresha bayoim. Tesis asks, Heyach notos machresha diktonio machzer va'avar ki nefesh uchayvel. Tesis answers the kasha by saying, as we mentioned before, as a shita sa Tesis, that machresha is not considered kelim shalichon nefesh. Kelim shalichon nefesh are only kelim that are used in the preparation of eichon nefesh. On the other hand, as we mentioned before, the Shita of the Ramah is that even Machresha is considered a Keli Shel Eichel Nefesh. And as one sees in Taisa, so too is the Shita of Rashi later on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, and so too, as the Goyin says, is the Shita of the Rambam, Ramban, Rashba, and other Rishainim. So to answer Taisa's Kasha, according to the other Rishainim, we find that the Sefer Trumas answers Taisa's Kasha by saying that the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is referring to a case that he was Avel Mishkanai. He took a mashkin be'isser. And in such a case, there is a locha of machzirin, that he is mechuyav l'hachzer es ha-machresha. And as the Goyin says, this is the makar of the Gemara in Tmura, that even if the mashkin was taken be'isser, but still it is considered a mashkin, and has all the halachas of a mashkin. The Ramban and Rashba answer Tesis's kash with a different mahalach. The Ramban and Rashba say that the Isser to your mashkin a keli shalichon nefesh is only aser b'shas melacha. And therefore this that our Mishnah says, that there is a chiyuv ha-hachzer es ha-machresha, is referring to a case that he took the machresha shaloi b'shas melacha. For example, if he took the machresha at night, and therefore the mashkin was a mashkin behetzer. On the other hand, the Torah brings down from the Ramah that the Isser to take Kli Eichel Nefesh for a Mashkin even refers to the taking of the Kli Shaloi B'Shas Melacha. In the Balmor, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Mishnah and Tiyan Sotesis's Kasha. The Balmor says that even though Machrish is considered Kli Eichel Nefesh, but our Mishnah is talking about a case that the Leve gave the Malve the Machrish Midaitai, and therefore the Mashkin is a Mashkin Behetzer. And this is a mashkin that our Mishnah is referring to, that there is a chiyuv l'hachzer such a mashkin. In the Shita Mekubetzes, we find that the Shita Mekubetzes asks the following kasha on the Balmor b'shem Rav Avraham. The Shita Mekubetzes asks, if our Mishnah is referring to a case that the mashkin was given midaitai, as far as such a mashkin is concerned, one should not have a chiyuv of chazar samashkin, just like we find in the Gemara before in the Avkofi Dalam Abbas, that a mashkin b'shas halva is not mechay v'chazara. So from the Balmor l'chayil, one sees that the Balmor understands this, that b'shas halva there is no chiv chazara, has nothing to do with the fact that it was nosnoi loy midaitai, but rather, even by nosnoi midaitai, it is still possible to have a chiv chazara. This, that b'shas halva there is no chiv chazara, is because b'shas halva the mashkin is only with zichra in dvarim ba'oma. Like we find in Rashi before in Daf Pei Aleph on the base, that the mashkin b'shas hava was not taken to guvaina, but rather the mashkin was coming to ensure that the loiva will not be kofer in the money that he owes. And therefore, as far as such a mashkin is concerned, there is no chiyuv of chazaras hamashkin. But a mashkin shloi b'shas hava, even if the mashkin was given midaitei shal loiva, there is a chiyuv chazara, since that mashkin was not taken only as a kandvarim ba'alma, but rather the mashkin was taken uguvayna. That is what one sees in the shita of the Balmar. So again, the Sefer Trumas understands pshat in the Mishnah Daf Kufi Gimel, that from the Mishnah Daf Kufi Gimel one sees that even if one was chayvel a keli shalichon nefesh be'eser, but still there is a chiyuv chazaras hamashkin. And the chiyuv chazaras hamashkin is based on the drasha of the Gemara in Tmura, that the Gemara in Tmura is a drasha that even by a mashkin that was taken by Isser, but still such a mashkin is considered a mashkin and has all the halachas of a mashkin. On the other hand, according to Tesis and the other Rishonim, our Mishnah is referring to a case that the mashkin was taken by Hetzer. If the mashkin will be taken by Isser, one does not have a raya from the halacha of our Mishnah that still there is a chiyuv chazara. This that we find in the Gemara in Tmura, that the Gemara in Tmura has a drasha that even by mishkinei shalei b'shos, and even by mishkinei b'iser, but still such a mashkin is considered a mashkin, and has all the halachas of a mashkin, can be explained only in a case that he was mishkinei b'iser with this, that he was nichnas v'beisai shel haloive. And even though he was mishkinei b'iser, but still the mashkin is considered a mashkin, and has all the halachas of a mashkin. And so too we find in our Tesis. Tesis asks the following kasha. On this, our Mishnah says, Achivos arichayim oivir mishum loisasei, v'chayim mishum shnei kelim. Tesis asks, v'tema heichi loki, v'choshev v'begemor olav hanitik v'asei, v'dormoy abayi zila hader. Tesis answers the kasha by saying that if someone was chayvel keli shalichol nefesh, the iser being chayvel keli shalichol nefesh is not nitik v'asei. Only the lav of Oisavi Obesei do we find that the lav of Oisavi Obesei is nitke v'asei. Based on this, that the pasuk says, Hashiv tashim mikomak mafil mishkenei be'iser. So again, from Tesis one clearly sees that Tesis understands that if someone was chayvel keli shalichol nefesh be'iser, there is no chiyuv chazara of such a mashkin. Tesis goes on to say this, that the Gemara says later on, Daf Kuf Tesayim and Aleph, that Abaye said zila hader. Tesis explains the time of the Abaye damay la'aduri mishum di'avad loy mahani, kivan sheyishegik, shema yudeya shu'asir al-hoya chayvoy, v'havoy ischiyah betos v'chayzeres. And the zil tehader was not mitzad the chiyuv chazara of a mashkin, but rather the zil tehader was because the entire Zechia was a Zechia betos. And so do we find in the Rivash and Simen Tav Peiches Veshita Sarambam, and so do we find in the Menachas Chinuch Mitzvah Tav Kof Pei Gimel Veshita Saravid. So again, from Tesis one sees that Tesis understands that if someone was Chayvel Keli Shalichol Nefesh, then there is no Asay of Chazar as Hamashkin, and such a lav is not included in the Asay of Hashav Tashav. And for that reason, Tesis explains that the lav is not a lav hanitik lasei. On the other hand, the Ramban argues, and the Ramban understands that there's a mitzvah saseiv hashiv tashiv even by the Isra of Chayvel Keli Shalichol Nefesh. The Ramban goes on to say, this, that one is loike, on the law of Rechayim V'Rechev, is only referring to a case of loikeimai. For example, the mashkin was nevad or nisraf, only then is one loike. But otherwise, the law of being Chayvel Keli Shalichol Nefesh is considered a law hanitek la'asei. And there is a chiyuv of chazaras hamashkin, even if one was chayvel, a keli shalichol nefesh be'eser. In the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Mabav Leiva Chadal, we find the Rambam says the following halacha. Over ba'al chayvel nichnas ha'beis ha'leiva mishkanei, o'ishachotav hamashkin yodei bezreya einei leike, sheri nitek va'asei shenemer hashiv tashvei sa'ava kilei ha'shemesh, v'moy kiyem ha'asei sheba, k'gayin sh'avad hamashkanei nisraf leike. In other words, as far as the lav of Isavi al-Basi, the Rambam says that the lav is a lav hanitek la'asei, and therefore as long as one has the opportunity to imkayin that say he is not leike. On the other hand, if the mashkin was nevad or nisraf, then he is leike, since he no longer has the option of being mekayim da'asei. On the other hand, as far as the lav of Isach bo beged almana, and as far as the lav of being chayvo keli shalichol nefesh, the Rambam does not say that the lav is a lav hanitek la'asei. From the Rambam it is mashma, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Rivash, that there is no asay as far as those two lavin are concerned, and therefore those two lavin are not nitik l'asay. And therefore chayit should come out according to the sheet of the Rambam, that if someone was chayvo beged almana, or if someone was chayvo keli shalichol nefesh, he should be waker right away. But yet in the Rambam, in Perakim Olach Aleph, and in the Rambam Perakim Olach Habes, the Rambam clearly says that even as far as those two lavin are concerned, only if the mashkin was nevad or nisraf is he leike. Otherwise he is not leike. So chayv from the Rambam one clearly sees that even those two lavin have an assay, and therefore he is not leike as long as he has the option to mekayim the assay, since the two lavin are nitik la'assay. But if someone has to understand pshat in this that the Rambam says, that if someone was chayvo a beged of an almana, or if someone took a keli shalichol nefesh as a mashkin, im aver u'mishkanei machzer oisei bal karchai, and the malve is mechuyev to return the mashkin right away. We do not say that one has all the halachas of a mashkin, that he is machzer whatever is necessary by day, and he is machzer whatever is necessary by night, but rather he is mechuyev lahachzer miad, if we are to understand that the asay of hashiv tashiv is even referring to these two lavin, then okay, one should have all the halachas of a mashkin, and therefore one should only be mechuyev to yimachzer whatever is necessary by day, and whatever is necessary by night, which is a sheet of the Mechaber in Chayshon Mishpat Siman Sadi Zayin Sifav, that the Mechaber says, even as far as Kliyei Chol Nefesh is concerned, the din of Ashavas Kliyei Chol Nefesh is only at a time that the kelim are necessary for malacha. In the Rambam, on the other hand, one clearly sees that the chiyuv chazar is right away. So here there is a seeming stira b'shitas Rambam. Do these two lavin have an assay or not? If these two lavin have an assay, then the halacha should be, like we find as far as the iser of Oisavi al-Beisei, that if one was nechnas al-Beisei be-iser, but still the mashkin has all the halachas of a regular mashkin, and one is not mechuyev to yimachzer the mashkin right away. On the other hand, we find that one is not like on these two lavin, as long as one has the option of returning the mashkin. So to explain pshat in the Rambam, we find the Reb Chaim says as follows. That really the Rambam understands that these two lavin also have an assay, and for that reason one is not like as long as one has the option of being mekayim the assay. But still the Rambam holds that there is a chiv to machzer the mashkin immediately, and he cannot wait till when the leiva needs the mashkin. Reb Chaim explains that as far as the lav of Isavi al-Beisei, which includes both being nechnas al-Beisei shal leiva, or being mintach netuche outside the house of the leiva, since the Sheikh Beistin has a right to be mintach netuche outside the house of the leiva, from there one sees that the entire iser is only an iser in the netilas hamashkin. But there is no iser in the actual having of such a mashkin. And therefore, after one was over on the iser with a netila of such a mashkin, but still, since it is considered a mashkin, and there is no iser of having such a mashkin, he is allowed to keep the mashkin till the point of time that the leiva needs the mashkin. Only at that point of time will he have a chiyuv of chazaras hamashkin. On the other hand, as far as the lav of a sach bo beged almona, and as far as the lav of a keli shalichol nefesh, that lav is not only a lav as far as the taking of the mashkin, but rather that lav is a lav as far as having such a mashkin. And for that reason, there is a chiyuv chazara immediately. But still, the lav will be considered a lav hanita klasei. With this, we find that the Chazon Yecheskel of Metziah Perikudo Chagimel answers the kasha of Tesis. Tesis, as we mentioned before, asks the following kasha, if we are to understand that there is no asei. If someone was chayvo a keli shalichon nefesh, what is pshat in this rabbi, he says in the Kufta Zainim and Aleph, that there is a chiv to return the mashkin. And Abaye says, zil tehader. Well, chayv, if there is no asei, then according to Abaye, holds the Ovid Mahani, there should not be a chiv of chazaras hamashkin. So to answer this kasha, the Chazon Yecheskel says as follows, that based on the Chiddush Reb Chaim, that the Isser being chayvo a keli shalichon nefesh is not an Isser in the netilas akeli, but rather it is an Isser of having such a mashkin. For that reason, there is a chiv of zil tahadir in order not to continue being over in the Isser of being chayvo a keli shalichon nefesh. That is how Reb Chaim explains pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. Now, getting back to the Shita of Tesis, that Tesis understands that there is no asay of hashev tashev. If someone was chayvo keli shalichon nefesh, okay, one has to understand pshat and Tesis. What is the difference between the mishkanei be'isser of being chayvo keli shalichon nefesh, that be such an isser there is no asay, and on the other hand, as far as the lav of Esavi al-Besi, we say that based on the drosha of hashev tashev, the lav of Esavi al-Besi has the asay of hashev tashev. So to explain pshat and tesis, okay, one can explain pshat and tesis based upon this chiddush Reb Chaim, and one can say that there is a fundamental difference between the lav of Esavi al-Besi and the lav of being chayvo keli shalichon nefesh. As far as the lav of Esavi al-Besi, the kapedas hatira was a kapeda about the netilas hamashkin. There is no kapeda about having a mashkin that was taken mi besi shel haleva, and since the whole kapeda is only a kapeda about the netilas hamashkin, for that reason the Torah was mechadish that if someone was over in the iser of Esavi al-Besi, but still the mashkin is considered a mashkin, and the mashkin has all the halachas of mashkin. On the other hand, as far as the iser being chayvo keli shalichon nefesh, that the kapedas haTorah is that the Torah does not want such a chayfet as a mashkin, then as far as such an iser is concerned, one does not have the chiddush haTorah of hashiv tashiv, that we will consider such a chayfet as a mashkin if he was oyver v'notloy. And for that reason, the asay is not referring to the iser of being chayvo a keli shalichon nefesh. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the Shita of Tesis. And even though Tesis understands that once the chayfet is a mashkin, there is no chiv to return the chayfet, and for that reason Tesis asks an abaye, on this abaye says zil tehader, that what is a mechayv of zil tehader if there is no asay of chazaras hamashkin? In other words, Tesis understands that he is not over in the iser keseder, but rather the iser is only at the time that the mashkin became a mashkin, but still the kapedas haTorah is as far as such a chayfet becoming a mashkin, and the kapedas haTorah is not as far as a netila, and for that reason again, one will not have the mitzvah asay of hashev tashev. This that we explained, that according to Tesis, the iser of being chayvo keli shalichon nefesh is an iser of making the chayfet into a mashkin. So too in season Tesis, as the Pimigodim Mishashanes HaMakim is Medayik in Tesis, from this that Tesis explains pshat and Abaye, that Abaye said zil tahader, since the zechia was a zechia betos. In other words, had the zechia not been a zechia betos, then there would be no halacha zil tahader, since there is no asev chazaras hamashkin by a keli shalichon nefesh. But Tesis understands that even though the netila already took place, but since the netila and the zechia was a zechia betos, and the asiyas hamashkin is taking place now, for that reason there is halacha of zil tahader. And one cannot take the chayfet as a mashkin, even though the netila already took place from beforehand. So again, we have a seeming machlokes harishenim. If the iser of being chayvo keli shalichon nefesh is an iser in making the chayfet into a mashkin, or the iser being chayvo keli shalichon nefesh is an iser korega verega, that he is not allowed to have a keli shalichon nefesh as a mashkin etzlei. And as long as he has a keli shalichon nefesh as a mashkin etzlei, he is over in an iser. Tesis understands that the iser being chayvo keli shalichon nefesh is an iser in making such a keli into a mashkin. On the other hand, the Rambam understands that the iser is an iser of having such a keli etzlei. This that the Rambam understands that the iser being chayvo keli shalichon nefesh is an iser korega verega of having the keli as a mashkin etzlei. So too we find in the Mordechai b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam says that the Israel Chayvo V'Chayim V'Rechev is like a Nazar B'Veis HaKforis, Shekol Rega V'Rega Shemashel B'Veis HaYoyver. Just like a Nazar is over Kol Rega V'Rega, that he waits in a Veis HaKforis. According to the Rishon that we mentioned before, that the Ramban and the Rashba understand that the Israel V'Sachbo, both by Beged Almona and by Keli Shoichon Nefesh, is an Israel V'Konis V'Beis HaLoyve, to take such a mashkin. From the Ramban and the Rashba, Ochir one sees that the Ramban and the Rashba understand that the Isser of taking a Keli Shoichon Nefesh is an Isser in the Netilas HaKli. And the Ramban and the Rashba are chilek both on the Shita of Tesis and on the Shita of the Rambam, which is Ochir the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumas as well, though we mentioned before that the Shulchan Aruch brings down that the Mechaber says that the halacha is that if someone was chayvo a keli shaychol nefesh, he is not mechuyev to return the keli right away, but rather he is only mechuyev to return the keli once the keli is necessary. In other words, being chayvo a keli shaychol nefesh has all the halachas of taking a mashkin be'iser by being nichnas a beis haloyva to take a mashkin. That is the third sheet of the Rishonim as far as how to explain the iser of being chayvo a keli shaychol nefesh. According to the Shita of Tesis, we mentioned before that Tesis understands that the Isser being Chayvo Keli Shaychon Nefesh is not an Isser in the Netilas HaKli, but rather it is an Isser of making such a Kli into a Mashkin. And for that reason, one can explain that according to Tesis, there is an Isser even of being Mintach Netuche, since as long as he is making the Keli into a Mashkin, he is over in the Isser. For that reason, one can explain Pshat in this, as Tesis says before, that the Torah said the Isser b'loshon l'sachbo in order to be over b'shnei lavin. As we mentioned before, B'kivegar asks, even had the Torah said the Isser b'loshon mintach netuche, he would still be over b'shnei lavin. Based on this pshat of Tesis, one can explain pshat and Tesis before as follows. Had the Torah only said the Isser b'loshon mintach netuche, then the entire Isser is only an Isser as far as Asiyas Mashkin is concerned. And therefore, if he will be nichnas v'beisei sho'aloyva, al das that he should not be zeichin the mashkin. Till a later point of time, he will not be over b'shnei lavin. This that he is over b'shnei lavin is only based on this that the pasuk says oisachbo. And therefore will come out that as far as the iser of taking a keli shaychol nefesh, there are two isurim. First of all, there is the iser of making such a keli into a mashkin. And second of all, there is an iser of netilas hakli, which is the Isra being nichnas a beisei sho'aloyva to take a keli sho'aloychol nefesh. That is another mahalach with which one can answer B'kivegas kasha and explain pshat and tesis before. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down the following machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Huna chavo reichayim leikesh tayim, mishum reichayim umishum kinefesh uchayvo. Reichayim v'rechev leikesh sholesh, mishum reichayim v'rechev umishum kinefesh uchayvo. Rav Yehuda Amar Chavo Rechayim Leika Achas Verechav Leika Achas Rechayim Verechav Leika Shtayim Ki Nefesh Uchayvo Shardvarim Huda Asa. On this, our Gemara says Lema Abayiv Rava Bepokta Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Kamefugi Damar Rava Achal Na Leika Shtayim Mishum Na Umishum Kiyim Tzuyesh Mevosho Leika Shtayim Mishum Mevosho Umishum Kiyim Tzuyesh Na Umevosho Leika Shalosh Mishum Na Umishum Mevosho Umishum Leisechanu Kiyim Tzuyesh Abai Amar in Leikin Alav Shabacholas. Lema Abai Damar Krav Yehuda Virava Damar Krav Huna. In the Gemara Mesachim and Daf Malaf Manalaf, we find that the Gemara is two Ashenes. As far as how to explain this, Abai says, In Leikin Alav Shabacholas. The first Lash on the Gemara Mesachim is this that the Gemara says, Tarti Hud Leilaki Hachad Alaki. In other words, in a case, one does not have the Lav of Noam of Osho, he is leika on the lav of kiyim tzuyesh. And this Rabbi says, in leikin alav shabuchos, Rabbi means to say that since he is already leika, because of the lav hamafurish of Noam of Oshel, for that reason he is not leika mishom kiyim tzuyesh. But if one only has the lav of kiyim tzuyesh, he will be leika. That is the first lashon of the Gemara Pesachim. The second lashon of the Gemara Pesachim is this, that we say that according to Rabbi, one is not leika on the lav of kiyim tzuyesh whatsoever. And even if that is the only lav, but still one is not leika, since the lav is a lav shabachos, and a lav shabachos is not tema lav de chasima. Now, one has to understand pshat in our Gemara. What is pshat in this that our Gemara is mandama abaye to Yehuda? According to which lashon of the Gemara and Pesachim is our Gemara going like? So, one cannot explain pshat in our Gemara that our Gemara is going according to the second lashon of the Gemara and Pesachim. And our Gemara understands that according to Abaye, one is not leika at all mishum kim tzuyesh, since such a lav is not tameh to the lav de chasima, since according to Yehuda, on the lav of kinefesh uchayva one is like it, as one sees later on in the Gemara of Kufta Zayinim and Aleph. And therefore one has to explain pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara is going according to the first lashon of the Gemara in Psachim, that even though according to Abaye, had that been the only lav, one would be like it, but still, since that is not the only lav, one is only like on the lav hamafurish and not the lav shebacholos. But now, here one has to understand pshat in the second lashon of the Gemara in Psachim. How can the Gemara say in the second lashon that Abaye means to say that one is not like on such a lav, since such a lav is not tameh to lav the chasima? Well, here in our Gemara, one clearly sees that one is leika on the lav of kinefesh uchevel, even though here such a lav is also lav shebacholos, and such a lav is also not tameh lav de chasima. So to explain pshat, in our Gemara one has to say as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between the lav of kinefesh uchevel and the lav of kiyim tzliyesh. As far as the lav of kinefesh uchevel, such a lav is considered dumya to lav de chasima, since the lav is not kilo kamadvorim, but rather the lav is a lav on a keli shoichon nefesh. It happens to be that there are lots of kelim shoichon nefesh, but the fact that there happen to be a lot of kelim shoichon nefesh is not enough of a reason that the lav should be considered a lav shebacholos. This that the lav of al teichu imanu kiyim tzviyesh is considered a lav shebacholos, because the lav of kiyim tzviyesh is not a lav in anything that's not tzvi, but rather there's a lav ana umevoshol, and both lavin are included in this general lav of kiyim tzviyesh. And since there are kama shemus that are included in this lav of kiyim tzviyesh, for that reason the lav of kiyim tzviyesh is a lav shebacholos, and therefore according to the second lashon of the Gemara in Psachim, one will not be leika in such a lav, since such a lav is not tumya to lav the chasima. And so too we find in the Biskurav and Hochas Nazir in Perek Vav.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.